All in This Together, hosted by Ava and Julia.
Summer, 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 summer. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the We're All in This Together podcast,
hosted by Ava and Julia.
We are so excited to talk with you guys about High School Musical 2 today.
Objectively, the best in the franchise. I think it's kind of universally known as the best out of the three movies. And I think we're just so excited to, like, be talking about this one. It's clearly the most iconic.
I think it has the most iconic visuals and, dare I say, the most iconic songs. Maybe mine as well as together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, fabulous. I mean, we'll talk about it, but fabulous.
It is a fabulous song.
It's fabulous.
It's the only way to describe it.
Oh, so true.
Okay.
So true.
In case you don't know, this movie is the summer after their junior year, and they're like, it's our last summer together as high schoolers. We have to live it up. So they all get a job at this country club, Lava Springs, which of course Sharpay goes to. And it's really just about, you know, the trials and tribulations of a summer job.
It's heartbreaking, it's inspirational, it's wonderful, and today we are sharing this experience. We have a guest expert in the studio today.
Everyone, this is our friend Grace.
I am so thrilled to be on this podcast. This was my movie as a child.
My thoughts on the opening are that this is just the most iconic opening of the entire series. This movie just makes me so happy because it's so colorful and warm, at times too colorful. They oversaturated it at certain points, but, you know, overall, it's just so happy
and
vibrant.
It has the summertime energy.
It does.
And it gives you that vitamin D. I would just like to say that when they zoom in on the high school and you see the big clock, it foreshadows the opening number to come. What time is it?
Oh my god, it does.
It does.
Okay. I think that, like, opening number is perfect. It is, oh, they're all dancing together, the roller coaster, the penguin slide. It's just so happy.
It is everything. And even before that number, it's very iconic with Zeke in a dunce hat.
Oh my god,
just
right?
Just sitting in the home room. And it starts, and they're looking at the clock.
Then the iconic moment of Troy giving Gabriella the tea necklace. If you remember, like, he's putting the necklace on her neck, and then all of the friends come, and they're like, they just gasp, they're like, oh my god, he's putting a necklace on her. Like, I was like, oh, is it really that big of a deal?
Why did I never see that moment happen in high school? That's something I expected to happen that never did. I never saw someone just getting a necklace.
I just love how in this movie, like, even in, like, the beginning intro summer scene, Ryan is finally getting a personality that he deserves. He's getting character development.
We love it for him.
We do, and he's not the only twin that seems to be growing. I feel like in the first movie, Sharpay was kind of like the caricature of a mean theater girl.
Yes.
Where in this movie, you definitely see some more character growth. You see her in her relationships as a sibling, as a daughter. And even, like, in the hallway when she's, like, plotting, you see, like, that she actually does like Troy, which I feel like they say she likes Troy, but they don't show it.
I just have to say this now before we continue. Sharpay was not the villain in this movie. She did nothing wrong.
You're so right.
I feel like people didn't realize how much the talent show meant to her, but we'll get there.
They were rude to her. She was nothing but iconic. Her car, her car.
Yep.
Perfect. That scene, her driving up. First of all, a beautiful scene. Beautiful scenery.
Before we get into the number Fabulous, Grace, share to us some of your thoughts before Fabulous.
Fabulous? A cultural reset scene. Iced tea imported from England. Yes, please. I mean, when she said towels imported from Turkey and Turkey imported from Spain. Was it Spain or Maine?
It was Spain.
Okay, good.
It was
good. Maine. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
It's lifeguards imported from Spain.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
It's the Spanish lifeguard.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Anyway, that was a really iconic line. I mean, Maine being brought into the song like that.
Oh. Representation for Mainians.
Yes, I'm not from Maine, but I really liked that because I thought it was funny that that's where the turkeys were from instead of Turkey.
I agree with that.
It was a great, great song. I think this movie was just so impactful to a young mind in so many different ways because not only did I want to be Sharpay, but I wanted to also be where Sharpay was. pretty.
Lava Springs is beautiful.
Her locker? I really wanted to be in the locker. I thought that was a cool locker. A really cool locker. I would have let her shove me in it if she said, go in the locker. I would have said, okay, I really like your locker. So impactful on my mind. I wanted to be her. I wanted to have her wardrobe. I wanted to drive her car. I wanted to live where she lived. I wanted to be her. Thank you.
Clearly, Sharpay has had such an impact on your life.
She has.
And Sharpay's best number, in my opinion, is in this movie. And now we go into Sharpay's best number. Fabulous.
The piano in the pool.
Oh,
the always piano. Gets me.
So
there's
good.
Not too much to say about this one because it speaks for itself, honestly.
Everything about it is culturally impactful. Why is Ryan sitting next to her in the chair, though? But why does it also look like someone who looks like Ryan is playing the piano in the pool?
I always thought it was Ryan in the pool, but then he's also there, so I don't really get it.
It's a Ryan lookalike playing the piano. And Sharpay's in heels at the pool. Anyway.
I love it for her so much. I love it for
her
so
much. At the end of this number, she falls in the pool, and Gabriella, the lifeguard, has to dive after her. However, someone on TikTok pointed this out. Gabriella has a stunt double jump into the pool who looks nothing like Vanessa Hudgens.
It looks like a man put a wig on. Like, it doesn't look... It's so funny.
After Fabulous, I was just thinking, this is the most quotable movie ever.
What are some quotes? I mean, yeah, but like...
I see imported from England.
So true.
You're crazy, Wildcat.
T as in Troy?
T as in Troy.
Wait, can I take a moment to talk about Fulton?
Yes, you can.
Because he doesn't get talked about enough. Mm-hmm. I love him so much. He is hilarious. Work This Out is like such a genius song. Like, Kenny Ortega's composing, he's a musical genius. He did it in Get Your Head in the Game too. Like, he used the basketballs to like be the percussion. He used the like the kitchen tools. It's so genius.
That is such a
genius. I don't mean this to be funny. He
choreograph it too. My favorite line from the scene leading up to the number is, actually, I'm not Miss Evans. From Jason, when they're doing the role play with Fulton, and Fulton's like, Miss Evans, may I bring you something? And he's like, actually, no, I'm not Miss Evans. I love it. I love it so much. I'm a simp for Zeke and Jason.
They're sweet.
They're perfect. I love them.
I just felt like, I know, like, Sharpay, like, wanted Fulton to, like, make the job really difficult and, like, make them want to quit, but, like, that was, like, a normal job. Like, the expectations he had for them were completely reasonable. I was like, wow. Like, you really just want to, like, work here so you can hang out at a pool all day? Like, do you guys not understand? Like,
to
oh
be
my
fair,
God.
They attend a singing high school where people break out into songs in the cafeteria. They live a very privileged life. Oh, they are not used to the harsh realities of the real world.
I used to work at a country club. And it is not nearly that nice. They romanticized the crap out of that job.
Awesome.
Like, they're like, we can't, like, just sit on the golf course. No! Of course you can't just sit on the golf course and have a picnic.
I agree with you. At the end of the number, he, like, writes, let's go, on his little, like, pay pad, and then, like, flips it so that Chad can see it. How did he write it? Because he must have written it upside down.
It's on the, like, opposite side of the paper. So he couldn't have physically...
He physically couldn't have done it. But they show him writing it. My brain, it hurts.
You know, it was a cute concept.
The golf date between Troy and Gabriella. This is why my expectations for men are so high. I thought it was beautiful. It was precious. It was making work what they had. And also, no high schooler is as hot as Troy Bolton. So it's unrealistic making it romantic. It's The Bachelor. It's romantic because it's unrealistic dates.
Oh, you're so right.
You are the music in me.
Okay, it's such a beautiful song. Like, at the beginning, like, when it starts out all slow, and then they all come together, pure serotonin. It's so good. It's so beautiful.
The lyrics are great, and it's finally showcasing Zac Efron's singing voice. Because this is the first movie he sings in. He doesn't sing in the first movie. And then before this, he's just been in group numbers. But now, it's just a duet. And you hear him sing his beautiful voice. And I'm like, finally, they gave him what he deserved. At the end of the number, he says, when they're talking about the talent show, maybe we can work this out. But only if we're all in this together. That should have been my senior quote, looking back. Looking back. What a line. What a line.
That's a good one.
We also see Troy and Chad's friendship develop. We see why they're so close.
They're like, we've been best friends since kindergarten.
It's perfect because it builds up to the boys are back. Showing the depth of their friendship in this film just leads up, and I love it so much.
You know, good character development on, like, both of their parts.
After you and Busuk and me, at some point we see Sharpay, who's giving me such Vineyard Vines, Lily Pulitzer energy.
She does.
I love it. And she pulls it off.
She gives such preppy white kid energy.
Oh.
I think that's the point, though.
I can just see her in some Sperry's, a little patterned dress and neon colors. Everything to me. When, like, her dad lands in the helicopter. Yes. Oh, my God. It's so waspy. And Chad is peak funny in this scene, in my opinion.
Chad is so funny.
Oh, he's so funny.
I've probably said it, like, 5 times already, and I will say it at least 5 more. Sharpay was being so kind to Troy.
Oh, my God. So many opportunities.
And I get that it was annoying. You know what I mean? Like, I get the friends were like, Sharpay's so annoying. She's kissing up to Troy to, like, get a song out of him, but, like, what? Like, she... It's not that big of a deal.
Also, she lets him ride in the pink golf cart.
Why not ride in a pink golf cart?
Is that equally as big of an opportunity as a college scholarship? I could write a thesis saying it is.
All the pink stuff Sharpay has, the pink car, pink golf cart, her pink golf balls.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything to me. She had a special, oh my God, in Fabulous, she has a special beach chair that's pink compared to all the yellow ones.
Oh my God,
I love her.
Everything.
So we see the Waspy family. At some point in this time in the movie, I wrote down the question, when they're working at the country club, are they also living at the country club?
Okay, here's the funny thing about that. When I was, like, little, like 6 or whatever, and the movie first came out, I thought they lived there. Because in the first scene, Sharpay has all that luggage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I thought, like, it was just, like, a resort that she stays at. Clearly, the kids who work there aren't staying there all night.
But they're always there at night, and, like, she's freaking... Gabriella is seen folding, like, laundry at, like, by the pool, and, like, Taylor's there, and it's late at night. I'm like, you guys don't live here. What are you doing?
That is fair.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Okay. Before... A scene that I know you love very much. Huma huma nuka nuka kawa'a.
Huma huma nuka nuka apua'a.
Okay.
Don't insult Hawaiian culture like that.
I think the whole scene's an insult to Hawaiian culture.
That scene is the biggest fever dream, and I adore it so much.
Wait.
It's totally cultural appropriation. Like, there's no doubt about that. Like, that all flew over our heads as kids. Then looking back on it, I was like, yeah. Someone was like, this song is cultural appropriation. I was like, no, it's like, don't make fun of Huma Huma Nuka, okay? Don't do that. And then I rewatched it. I was like, it is. It really is.
Oh, God.
It's quite off-colored.
It is. I didn't know till you told me that apparently it's named after the state fish of Hawaii.
Yeah, Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Apua'a is the state fish of Hawaii.
Good for you. Good on you for knowing that.
One of my weird, like, niche childhood interests was Hawaiian culture.
Anyway, this number is peak Ryan humor, in my opinion.
It's so funny.
Aside from the cultural appropriation.
It is so funny.
It's literally, Troy must have thought he was on, like, roofied on some sort of drugs having visions.
He was just sitting there like, what the hell am I looking at?
My thought when rewatching that, Fulton, like, takes him. I feel like Fulton, like, could have just roofied him. And, like, brought him to the basement, and Troy would have imagined all of this. Because we know Fulton's being paid off by the Evans. I don't put him past drugging a child. My favorite quote in all 3 movies. You crazy wildcat! Oh, my gosh. What did the pool do to Troy's hair?
His hair always looks awful in the pool. I didn't like that date. I didn't feel like it was all that cute.
Troy is taking her out on a budget. He says, we have this beautiful pool we have access to right here. Let's have a nice cheap date.
Have you seen the size of Troy and Gabriella's house? Do you think neither of them have a pool? Like, I mean, I know it's a nice pool and all, but, like, that's where you work. Like, that's not cute. I cannot read this.
Oh, then they show him fixing up the car with his dad.
What did he say? Like, it's okay to have some attention on you. Yeah. Like,
and, like, if they're friends, they'll understand.
Yeah, like, it's okay to care about you once in a while. Like, the whole, like, conflict of this movie is really just Troy's friends being little pieces of crap. Like, they're just, like, so annoying.
That is so funny and so true.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good conflict. Troy, you suck. Like, be with Gabriella. Don't care about your future. And then,
but also, as people who last year went through the college process, now we're in college, it's like, oh, I would do so much crazy stuff for a scholarship. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
A free education? Don't mind if I do.
I know. Troy's dad was just the only one with common sense. Like, what he said was 100% true. And they were just like, okay, that's that. And ignored it. Mm-hmm. And then Troy just, like, completely did not follow that fatherly advice. Yeah.
Okay, next scene is Troy when he's teaching golf to the kids in Sharpay.
Scene? Oh, I love it.
Troy with kids. I don't picture Sharpay as the type to play dumb for a guy, though. Because they show that she's, like, pretending she's bad at golf and she's really good. I don't see her as the type.
Yeah, I mean, here's also the thing. Obviously, Troy knows she knows how to play golf. Because earlier in the movie, he went golfing with her. Well, like, she was good enough to not need the lessons. Yeah. Like, she knew how.
Also, this girl has been going to a country club her whole life. And you think she's not good at golf?
Yeah, like, she so obviously knows how to play golf. Like,
it's so weird to me. Oh my god, and Taylor's line about her being an octopus in a wrestling match.
That line is so weird. I just thought, like, okay, but the one thing I liked about that scene is Sharpay was, like, just talking to Troy, like, normally being her authentic Sharpay self.
Oh, yeah.
She was a good person.
I agree with you.
Like, normal Sharpay is a good person.
I think sometimes because she's in this patriarchal society.
Exactly.
And she has so much ambition.
Yes.
She feels like she needs to be rude to get to the top. But when she doesn't, like, isn't in a place where she's feeling those pressures, oh my god, she's amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. I don't dance. Oh. I know you have a lot to say.
Oh, do I? There was sexual tension between Ryan and Chad way before this scene even began. Okay, let's get our facts straight before I get into this. Oh, it's just, oh my god, when they're like, okay, the sexual innuendos of them putting their hands on the back. Oh, the entire song. It's also like, as much as I love that song, we've seen Chad dance.
Oh, so many times.
Multiple times before. Like, he obviously can dance. Yeah. The whole premise of the song makes no sense. And at the very end, they switch clothes.
Oh.
You know what happened. You know, like, after the dance scene, you see them talking in each other's clothes. That's not an accident.
That was something thrown in there for the parents, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That was, like, a little parental humor, like, adults, you know what these two just did. The kids don't, but
yeah,
you do.
Yeah. Also, okay, here's something. Kelsey and Taylor.
Oh, I fully agree.
Yeah.
Also, Sharpay and Zeke would have actually dated, not just, like, kind of dated.
Mm-hmm.
If it was made now.
They would have given Zeke, like, more of a storyline.
Oh, I agree.
Instead of only having, like, one black man have an actual plot.
I fully agree.
Yeah.
Also, isn't there a line from Hamilton that's something similar to the, you're talking a lot, show me what you got. Did Hamilton rip off this movie?
Probably.
Oh my gosh. Come on, Lin-Manuel.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh my god.
The one thing I will criticize Sharpay for, though, however, is she did Ryan dirty.
Oh,
that's
her
brother.
So dirty.
That's blood. That's the one thing, like, girl, you really did that to your own brother.
They're twins. They shared a womb.
They shared a womb, and you would disrespect him like that? Cut him out entirely of your number? Treat him like he's nothing?
Oh, I fully agree.
But he, like, stood up for himself, though. He was the only person who was mean to Sharpay. For a valid reason.
I fully agree. And I think they give him a really good character arc where he, like, learns to stand up for himself.
Yeah, everything. They do. This is what a couple pairings would have been.
Oh,
still,
sure.
Still Gabriella and Troy, obviously.
I agree.
Then we would have Chad and Ryan would be endgame. And then...
Okay, my time has come. You are the music in me, Sharpay edition. Oh, I love this number. I love this number so much. There's not a thing wrong with it. It is immaculate. It is perfect. Sharpay's little pink tutu tail. oh, I want to wear it so bad. Troy is terrified. This man thinks he's being indoctrinated into a cult. I love it. I think it is everything I love about High School Musical is present in this scene. It makes, oh my gosh, it makes my heart so happy.
I just love any number with Sharpay in it because it's so much fun.
Okay, we see, like, Gabriella and Ryan leading that group in rehearsal. And then Sharpay's like, give me a beat, and exits. How my Leo self wants to exit every room from now on.
I love that scene. I think the next number is one of my personal favorites. Mm-hmm. Gotta Go My Own Way. Holy moly, that song is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. That is one of my blast in my car songs. I don't know if many people know this, because it is my favorite fact about this series. If you listen to the recording of Gotta Go My Own Way, it starts out with Gabriella going, Troy. That's not in the movie. They just added
for whatever reason.
It's the funniest thing.
This number does have your vibe. It has your energy.
It's so good. And she like hops into the minivan all dramatically. Oh, and then right afterwards, we are treated with Bet on It. Gotta make it right. That's who I am.
That's who you are.
Show them what I got. That is my plan.
Bet on It was my favorite song growing up. Just to play that on the iPod on a loop, honey. Do the full number.
Bet on It is the ultimate hype song. Like, sometimes when I just needed that motivation, I would just play that song full blast in my car. Just be like, I got this.
It is the original song that, like, Loki teaches you self-love. And Loki teaches you a redemption arc. I love it so much. And the number, the dancing, it's everything.
Like, most of their time on set was apparently spent filming that scene.
Oh, that's so
And that is so funny to me. Like, why did Zac Efron have such a hard time with that? Like, it's really just him walking around on a golf course.
Oh my god, speaking of the man, the myth, the legend, Zac Efron, I wonder if he ever sings this song in the shower to this day.
Definitely.
If you were actually the person who got to sing this song and, like, it be your song, you best be singing this every night in the shower. Okay, let's talk about the talent show.
Okay. This is when I'm like, Sharpay did not deserve this.
Oh, yeah.
But when Ryan was being mean to her, when he was like, sorry, sis, I'm not gonna like help you. I was like, okay, yeah, that's fair. But like, Troy was like, no, Sharpay, I'm not doing it with you. Last minute.
It's way more important to her than it is to the rest of them. Like,
I know.
They need to realize that. Like, performing is this girl's life. She doesn't see that she has like any value outside of it, which she does, but she just doesn't feel that.
That's so true.
Like, this is how she derives her self-worth. You guys, Troy, you have basketball. Gabriella, you have, like, these wonderful friends, and you have your brain. Like, let Sharpay have this.
I know. It is her thing, and they, like, ripped it away from her.
Oh, yeah.
Which was so sad.
Yeah. I mean, Troy does do the right thing in the end when he's like, I'll sing with you.
Yeah. But, okay. Sharpay, when Troy's like, I'll sing with you, but, like, she's like, okay, and she says, I just sort of wish you were doing this for me.
No! While we're in her dressing room, I did notice a little Easter egg.
Really?
In her, like, vanity mirror, you see pictures from Bop to the Top.
Oh my god, wait, I did see that.
Kind of fun, right?
I know, that was so cute. I love it. And then they sing Every Day. And that is such a beautiful song.
Lyrically and sonically gorgeous.
It's such a pretty song.
And then Ryan gets his justice when he gets the Star Dazzle Award.
Oh, I know. Sharpay, that was the one thing that was like, yeah, Sharpay, you needed to be nice to Ryan.
Yeah.
He deserved that.
Yeah.
But, like, then after that, they're, like, releasing the lanterns. Oh. And they kiss. I'm like, this is just, like, Tangled. Okay.
It's the first time we ever see Troy and Gabriella kiss, and they give us three kisses.
Oh, I know.
Oh, and it just looked so fun, releasing the lanterns, and Chad's wearing a shirt that says, we did it. Then we have the All For One number.
With the iconic Miley.
Miley Cyrus's cameo.
I know.
So
I love that.
It's really fun to watch. It's not a song I often like put on in the car.
Yeah. It's a cute song, but I don't think it's like the best song.
So tell me, Ava, what's your favorite song from the movie?
I think my favorite song, it's close. It's close between two, but I think I have to say my favorite is Gotta Go My Own Way.
Oh, that's a really good choice for you.
Yeah.
I support that.
Bet on It was second, but I just personally like that one a little bit better, you know?
Bet on It's my really close second, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
You Are the Music in Me, Sharpay version.
That's fair. That's valid.
It brings me so much joy.
It's a good one.
And while Bet on It is so close, and then Every Day is such a close third.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's, You Are the Music and Me Sharpay edition. Okay, what's your least favorite song from the movie?
Just, I mean, you probably could have guessed this, but just All for One, because it's like, it doesn't add anything to the storyline, is why I don't really love it.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's just there. Every Day could have been the final number. They didn't need to put All for One in there.
Oh, I agree.
It's cute. Miley's in it. It's fun, but not necessary.
So true.
What about you?
See, I'm between two.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're both good songs, but they both are unnecessary, and one of them could be offensive. So,
don't you dare say Humanuga Nuga Apua'a is not necessary.
Honey, what does it add to the plot?
It wasn't even in the original version.
It wasn't.
Okay.
When it premiered, it wasn't even in it. All for One was at least in it. No, for me, it's either All for One, because you're right, it doesn't need to be in there, but it's actually, even though I think it's a good song, it's offensive and it's very unnecessary. Huma Huma.
That's fair. It's I don't agree, though. But
I'll give you
your points
funny.
Are valid.
It is, yeah. Okay, your favorite scene.
I think I'm gonna go with my favorite scene is Bet On It.
Oh my gosh!
Because
yes.
What's the best part about that number? Specifically the scene where he's like looking into the water and then slaps it. That scene. That's what makes the number, like, that's the part that's like the meme.
Oh.
Like, that's why that number's so popular, because of that little section. So I'm gonna go with the classic. Let's say that one. Safe choice.
So true.
What about you?
Favorite scene is also from Bet On It, but if I'm going to zoom in, it's when he does the little jump that makes him look like a bird. That's my favorite scene.
Nice.
That or Fabulous. The whole pink piano in the pool really gets me.
Fabulous is visually stunning. And then, what about least favorite scene?
Oh, you go first. What's your least favorite?
Does it mean to say, is it bad to say I don't have one? Because every scene is
so
perfection.
Good.
I could say All for One.
I was
going to
say All for One.
Just because it's useless. No offense. But, like, it doesn't add anything. So I might just say All for One again, which feels kind of like a cheat answer, but I think it's my true answer. What about you?
Probably one of the times when Troy's friends are giving him a hard time about, like, going after the college scholarship. Because I'm like, honey, let him get that coin.
I know.
Probably.
I know.
It just upsets me.
It's upsetting. Yeah. It's rating time, folks. So, plot. Out of 5. What do we think?
5 out of 5.
I'll give it that.
I think this might be our highest ranking film, like, of all of our films we ever review, because this movie's perfect.
Yes. Yes, it is.
5 out of 5.
Characters.
I'm going to say 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it gives all of the characters a decent amount of character development.
Yeah.
But
I don't see enough Gabriella, to be honest, in her growth.
That's so true. All of these are very Troy-centric.
It's very Troy-centric, and I feel like we don't get any, like, female-centered plot lines.
Except for Sharpay's.
Sharpay, but, like, even her, like, you see a little bit of growth. But I want to know more about her as a person.
That's true. Art and design.
I'm going to say.
What are you going to say?
5 out of 5.
I was going to say, this one is beautiful.
For Fabulous alone.
This movie
for
is
Fabulous
beautiful.
Alone.
This movie is very beautiful, and I like it because it's very, like, it's not trying to be beautiful. It just is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
It wasn't their intention. Also, what I said earlier, like, that, like, the saturation, the colors.
Against, like, the mountain,
maybe,
canyon stuff.
I think it's a 5 out of 5 purely for those, like, mountain. Cultural impact.
5 out of 5.
Hands down.
Five out of five.
There's no arguing. And then last, but certainly not least, music.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
Best soundtrack from any movie ever.
I actually 100% agree with you on,
like,
that. Like, the grand total rating for High School Musical 2 is 4.8 stars out of 5 stars. And yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. It is an almost perfect movie.
I fully agree. Well, this has been the We're All In This Together podcast. Thank you so much for coming out and listening.
Yes, thank you. And please join us next week when we talk about the last movie in this series, High School Musical 3, Senior Year.
Love it.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. And remember,
we're all in this together.